Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you a quick recap of terrorism-related news from around the globe and across the nation, including right here at home. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of April 1st, 2024. The FBI captures MS-13's most wanted at the southern border. Police arrest two people in Russia's first LGBTQ+ extremism case. German police detain two ISIS supporters for plotting to attack the Swedish parliament over Quran burnings. And France and Italy ramp up security following an ISIS Khorasan attack in Russia. Let's get into these stories. One of the FBI's most wanted fugitives, a senior leader of the transnational criminal organization MS-13, is in U.S. custody following his arrest on March 7th at the California-Mexico border. Freddy Ivan Honderas Parada, 48, also known as Lucky de Parkview, has evaded authorities since December 2020. At that time, the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of New York indicted him and 13 other members of MS-13's board of directors on multiple charges, including conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists, acts of terrorism across national boundaries, financing terrorism, and narco-terrorism. Federal prosecutors allege that the group ran military-style training camps and obtained weapons, including handguns, rifles, grenades, improvised explosive devices, and rocket launchers, while directing acts of violence and murder in the U.S., El Salvador, Honduras, and Mexico. Honduras Parada is a member of the group's leadership council, initially known as the 12 Apostles of the Devil, and later renamed Tarantula Nacional, which leads thousands of MS-13 members worldwide. The El Salvadorian national is being held at the federal jail in San Diego, California, pending his transfer to federal custody in New York, where he will await trial. Two other MS-13 gang leaders, Cesar Humberto Lopez Larios and Hugo Armando Quinteros Mineros, remain at large. Police arrested two employees of an Orenburg, Russia LGBTQ+ club March 20th on suspicion of being members of an extremist organization. It is the country's first criminal case of its kind since Russia's highest court outlawed the international LGBT movement in November 2023. Authorities charged the club's art director, Alexander Klimov, and administrator, Diana Kamilyanova, of, quote, promoting non-traditional sexual relations among the visitors of the bar, end quote. A lawyer for the Russian LGBT group, Coming Out, said the case was, quote, a big surprise, end quote. The case could demonstrate that Russian authorities are now treating instances of so-called LGBT propaganda as a criminal act rather than an administrative offense. In December 2022, Russian President Vladimir Putin expanded a 2013 law criminalizing any positive public mention of LGBTQ+ individuals or relationships. In July 2023, lawmakers banned gender reassignment surgery, and in November, the Supreme Court passed the LGBT movement ban, under which there have been several administrative proceedings that have resulted in fines and short detentions. If found guilty, the defendants face up to 10 years in jail. German police arrested two Afghan citizens on March 19th for plotting an attack near the Swedish parliament in response to recent Quran burnings in Sweden and other Scandinavian countries. Authorities, adhering to German privacy laws, identified the two suspected ISIS supporters as Ibrahim M.G. and Ramin N. Prosecutors claim ISIS Khorasan, the group's Afghanistan affiliate, commissioned the two men to retaliate against the Quran burning incidents, which have inflamed tensions in many Muslim-majority countries. The co-conspirators allegedly planned a firearm attack on police officers and others in the vicinity of the Swedish parliament in Stockholm. Prosecutors said the men conducted internet research on the local conditions around the possible crime scene and tried several times, albeit unsuccessfully, to obtain weapons. The attack never materialized. European countries are stepping up security measures following the deadliest attack on Russian soil in two decades. France raised its security alert warning to its highest level on March 25th, in the wake of the recent Moscow concert hall terrorist attack that killed at least 137 individuals and injured more than 180 others. The move comes just 4 months before Paris will host the Olympics. Italy followed suit that same day, increasing its security around the Holy Week observances that led to Easter. German officials, meanwhile, said the threat from ISIS extremists remains acute, but did not increase its alert warning, despite the ISIS Khorasan-led Moscow massacre. In Serbia, secret police officers armed with machine guns patrolled the streets of Belgrade after the attack. French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal said, quote, "Given the Islamic State's claim of responsibility for the attack and the threats weighing on our country, we have decided to raise the Vigipirate posture to its highest level, attack emergency," end quote. The security level indicates that French officials believe an attack at home or abroad is imminent. The designation allows increased patrols by armed forces in public places, such as train stations, airports, and religious sites. The Terrorism at a Glance podcast is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4-SAFE-NJ. 866-4-SAFE-NJ, or tips at njohsp.gov.